The Keep the Vermont Tar Sands Free resolution expresses concern regarding the risks of transporting tar sands oil, encourages the state to phase out any purchases from vendors who use any form of tar sands, and asks towns to lobby for extensive environmental impact reviews at the state and federal levels. 350.org campaign coordinator Andy Simon says 23 towns passed the resolution, 7 more brought the issue up from the floor and passed it, and 2 towns tabled or determined it was irrelevant to town business.
We hope that the ultimate result of 30 towns in Vermont speaking out against tar sands is to shut down the tar sands development. On a smaller scale, we hope that the legislators and the Act 250 Commission, the governor of Vermont, realize that the people of Vermont feel strongly about this and want them to act. Now, there is some question, as there was with Vermont Yankee, about the lines between the jurisdiction of the federal government and the state government. And I think the people in the towns have said really clearly that they want the state and the federal government to take action.
Institute for Social Ecology Director Brian Tokar hopes that the results will influence passage of a bill in the state legislature that proposes mandating a full state environmental review when there is a significant change in the use of a pipeline.
The most pressing concern is the notion that an aging pipeline that goes across the northern tier of Vermont could potentially be refurbished to pump tar sands oil. And we know that oil derived from the tar sands is the heaviest, most climate costly, and most toxic form of petroleum on the planet. And because of a combination of the broader climate concerns, concerns about the land and people in Alberta, where the tar sands are located, and most specifically the potential impacts on our land and waterways here in Vermont.
About 59 miles of pipeline owned by the Portland Pipeline Corporation cuts through Vermont's Northeast Kingdom carrying crude oil. In an email statement, company president and CEO Larry Wilson reaffirmed that there are no active plans to ship tar sands oil. American Petroleum Institute Vermont representative Joe Choquet.
I don't think it's a surprise that any number of towns would approve a petition like this when they only get one side of the story. None of the towns that passed this resolution had people from the industry or the pipeline company or from Canada in to talk about the facts as opposed to the rumors and so on. Just late last week, the U.S. government issued a supplemental environmental assessment for the Keystone Pipeline, which is not this pipeline, but it's related to it as it would carry oil sands. And much of what's in that supplemental environmental impact statement counteracts all of the arguments that 350.org and other organizations used to promote these resolutions.
None of Vermont's Northeast Kingdom towns where the pipeline is located considered the resolution. The local resolutions are non-binding. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.